Brother Joseph, I would like to read you this scripture, then I have a question to ask you. In Revelation 3:10, it says, "Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." Now, many are teaching that according to the scripture, the Church of the End Time will not go through the Great Tribulation of the Antichrist. Do you agree with this interpretation, Brother Joseph?
No, it's exactly the opposite.
What do you mean it's the opposite?
This is 100% wrong, these interpretations.
But it does say, "I will protect you."
So what? But the Bible also says elsewhere, "I will destroy you," to Israel.
Okay.
You cannot just pick, make like a service of the Bible. Let's go to the Bible, have a cappuccino, a brioche, let's have ice cream and hot chocolate. In the Bible, you have to see what applies.
Okay. So it doesn't apply because it talks to the Christians
here. But excuse me, you think that this is talking about the Christians?
Yeah.
All the Christians?
I don't know.
No, of course no. See, they apply this to the worldwide church.
Yes.
And that's not possible. This is talking to the church of Philadelphia, okay, Revelation 3, 7 until 13, the only church who passed the test of the seven in the book of Revelation, only one. So it's not fair to put ourselves on the level of Philadelphia and claim all the blessing that Philadelphia deserved. Because he is not talking about salvation here by the blood of Christ. He's not talking about that we are saved by faith, by grace. No. He's not talking about salvation. He's talking about the crowns. If you see in verse 11, beware that nobody steals your crown. Mm-hmm. See, this blessing and protection he's talking about here, and he doesn't even talk about the rapture here. You will have to really interpret that. Jesus, if you read verse 8, he made it specifically conditional to works. Read it.
"I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, that no man can shut it. For you have a little strength, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name."
So, "I know your works, therefore will keep you."
Ah, okay.
You understand? Conditional.
I understand.
Look, go to verse 1, Revelation 3:1. Another church.
Okay.
Another church. Okay, see, it's a different message already. Read it.
Revelation 3:1. "Unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works."
I know your what?
Your works.
So it's not by grace?
No.
No, because it's not talking about salvation. It's talking about blessing, rewards, protection. What is this? "I know your works, and therefore..."
"I know your works, that you have a name, that you live, but you are dead."
See, these guys are not even saved. They were not even saved, these guys. Okay, see, this Revelation 3 and 4 is talking about who's saved, who's not saved. Of course, salvation is by grace. And then it talks about rewards, which is by works. Rewards in Christ is by works in Christ. Some Christians are very confused about it.
So
works are very important.
So you were
mentioning... Well, let me finish about works.
Okay.
Let's carry on in the same chapter, Revelation 3, the Laodiceans. Okay, verse 15. It's talking to the church of Laodicea. Go.
"I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot."
Okay, 16.
"So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth."
You see that? You see?
Ouch.
By works in Christ. So if we have to apply a blessing given to one church, Philadelphia, to everybody in the world, but at this point, you could apply this about being vomited out of the whole church, which would be wrong.
Mm-hmm,
understand?
I see.
Any questions?
So it depends on the works. If you are blessed, or if you're vomited out, or if you're rewarded or punished.
Yeah, he's not talking about salvation. Salvation is by grace, of course, but he's talking about blessing, protection. In heaven, there's going to be differences. There's going to be not everybody archangels and everybody sitting at the right and the left at the throne of Jesus. No, not at all. It's going to be according to the works in Christ.
I understand.
Those who are faithful.
So Revelation 3:10, which we started with, it's a promise to Philadelphia.
Only to Philadelphia, or you can apply to Christians who are as faithful as Philadelphia was, who passed the test of Philadelphia. So to assume that these promises are for you, it could be a little self-righteous, it could be presumptuous. So basically you are saying, I am as worthy as the best church of the book of Revelation. That's a little bit presumptuous.
Mm-hmm.
That's for God to decide if you are so worthy.
All right. So according to our works, God will decide to protect us in the Great Tribulation.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mention the rapture, so it has nothing to do with it, right?
The thing is that the rapture is not just for a selected group. So personally, I never apply to the rapture. No, this is about rewards. Okay, so to apply to the rapture, you have to go to see if they're saved or not.
I understand.
Because the saved are going to be raptured, the unsaved, no. It's a different story. So it's a complete false prophecy. False interpretation. It doesn't talk about rapture. Okay, look, I give you some scripture now that our eternal blessing, rewards, or eternal shame will be strictly decided according to our works in Christ.
Okay.
Look, it's written, Revelation 22, 11 and 12, Daniel 12, 2 and 3, Galatians 6, 7 and 8, 2 Corinthians 10, Matthew 10, 38, Luke 9, 23 and 26. These are scriptures I wrote down because I wanted to quote.
Thank you, Lord, to study.
Okay, as you see, it's all our blessings or shame in heaven, okay, like it says in Daniel 12, 2 and 3, says many shall be raised up, yes, but to everlasting shame. You know, like a fire, that's another story.
I understand.
Understand?
Yes, it's very clear.
For example, look here, Revelation 2:10, is talking to the church of Smyrna, a church which had not been tested yet. It was a good church, but not tested yet. All right, and Jesus is saying, you're going to be tried. It says, fear not those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you in prison, that he may be tried, and he shall have tribulation. You shall have tribulation.
It's true.
10 days, be faithful unto death, I'll give you a crown of life. Be faithful, I'll give you a crown. It's all about crowns here.
Thank you, Jesus. It only takes our obedience, and he will keep his promises to us.
Amen. We have the Holy Spirit at our disposal. We have the grace of God. We have the blessing of God, the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God. Right now, he wants our obedience and faithfulness.
Yes.
He cannot bless us if we're not faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. It's not difficult, but it does take loving Jesus, loving God, believing in the Word, following the Word, studying the Word, preaching the Word with our whole heart. Of course, if we serve the world, serve a salary, serve a bank account, serve our car, our career, our house, our family, okay, these things are okay, but they're all secondary.
Thank you, Lord. First comes
the family of God, and then
Amen.
The family of our flesh.
Amen.
Okay, so just put Jesus first,
yes.
Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen?
Amen, in Jesus' name.
Oh, praise God. Listen, one last thing about Philadelphia. These promises for Philadelphia, I mean, God made this promise to Philadelphia. He will make them to us too, if we're just faithful.
Thank you, Lord. In the great
tribulation that's coming, the Christians are going to be faithful, seeking the Lord, seeking Jesus, seeking the Bible, seeking God's will, seeking the sheep. Of course, God is going to bless. In fact, in Revelation 12, 6 and 14, it shows that the woman, the bride of Christ, is going to be protected for 3.5
yes.
years from the Great Tribulation.
Yes, that's right.
God was not just protecting Philadelphia 2,000 years ago. He protects also the modern Philadelphia, the end time Philadelphia from the Antichrist in the Great Tribulation. There'd be great protection, but we need to learn to obey. If God says move, we should move.
Thank you, Lord.
God says go to another place, you should go to another place. If we disobey, how is he going to protect us? You don't sit in a religious building and say, protect the building. No, that's not the way God protects you. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you. Praise God.